A bill introduced by One Nation to the Senate calling for an end to state-based COVID-19 vaccine mandates was defeated on Monday. Five senators crossed the floor to vote in favour of the bill, which threatened to undermine the Morrison government's aged care vaccine mandate. Talia Kreft asked Dr. Sam McMahon, Senator of the Northern Territory, why she voted in favour of One Nation's bill.
Basically because I've been getting a lot of phone calls and emails and messages from people in the Northern Territory that are very opposed to vaccine mandates and have been calling on me to effectively do something. Now, I've been quite outspoken about the vaccine mandates, so I thought it was my obligation to support this bill.
What do you think should replace state health orders which require vaccination certificates to be presented in order for customers to visit businesses, which has been a pillar of the government's reopening plan? What do you think should replace these state health orders?
Well, look, that's not the case in the Northern Territory, and I can't speak for each individual state, but in the Northern Territory, the mandate is that no one is allowed to hold down a job, no one's allowed to go to work, no one's allowed to run a business, no one's allowed to have a contract. So essentially, nobody is allowed to work in the Northern Territory unless they have been vaccinated. And the onus is on the business that's employing them or the contractor that's employing them to maintain a register of the vaccination status of everyone that they employ. So this is effectively cutting off people's right to work and right to earn a living.
Do you support the Morrison government's mandatory vaccine requirement for health workers and aged care workers?
Certainly, from my own personal perspective, I can accept that certain very narrow bands of people could have a vaccine mandate for. So aged care workers would be one, and people, say, working in a COVID ward within a hospital, but not a general mandate for a broader class of workers.
What do you make of the debate on the vaccine mandate bill, which led to your assisted dying bill being dumped from the Senate's agenda?
Look, I mean, obviously I'm disappointed that her bill took preference over mine. So I, on one hand, I am angry at the way she effectively bullied the government to get her bill on before mine. So not happy about that, but I can divorce that from the fact that I do support sentiment of her bill.
Tasmanian Independent Jackie Lambie has called for more controls to ensure greater freedoms are given to those who have been vaccinated. What do you make of this request?
Look, to be honest, I was actually confused as to what Jackie Lambie was calling on. She seemed to be arguing with herself to me. But yes, I mean, all right, some freedoms given for people that are fully vaccinated, such as not being required to quarantine or not being required to quarantine for as long. So I think there can be some limited exemptions for people that are fully vaccinated, but I think people that aren't fully vaccinated should still be able to travel. They may just have to accept that they have to do quarantine.
Jackie Lambie also said in Parliament that if you are able to get vaccinated and choose not to, discrimination is the wrong word. What do you make of these comments?
Again, I'm not really sure what she was trying to say. She seemed, I was listening and I thought she was arguing with herself. So I'm not really sure. I can't comment on. I'm not really sure what she's trying to say. If you don't like the word discrimination, well, that's kind of semantics. You can argue about what it should be called, but certainly support the sentiment that except in very narrow situations, as I said, like aged care, except in those very narrow situations, people shouldn't be treated differently or forced to undergo a medical procedure because of their vaccination status.
Do you agree with Pauline Hanson's statement that the bill is about the right to choose to get vaccinated?
Yeah. Look, that's the case, and I do support that, and it is the right to have a choice. Obviously, I personally encourage everyone to be vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated myself, and I believe that everyone should be. But I do accept that at the end of the day, it's a person's choice, and if someone has a real fear or phobia of the COVID vaccine, for whatever reason, I may not agree with their reasons, but if they honestly believe that, then why should they be forced to undergo a medical procedure that they're terrified of having just so that they can put food on the table and a roof over their family's head?
Dr. Sam McMahon, Senator for the Northern Territory, speaking there with Talia Kreft.